It has been more than 40 years since the two catfish, native to the Mississippi River Basin, were introduced into Virginia's Chesapeake Bay tidewaters. The blue catfish was intentionally stocked by the state for its recreational food value. It can live to be more than 30 years old and weigh more than 100 pounds. They are so adaptable and abundant they can be found in most of Virginia's tributaries, as well as waters in the District of Columbia and in Maryland. Today, a fish greater than 32 pounds comes with a health warning because its meat contains small levels of PCBs and mercury. Anglers consider the larger ones as a trophy fish and generally catch and release them. That has led to a huge following, like Captain Mike Ostrander of Richmond, who makes a living off the James River as a fishing guide. He also takes people on eco-tours to photograph bald eagles and osprey that also eat the catfish.
For me, the dollar value is, you know, my livelihood. It's very personal. Just in Richmond alone, in a very small area, catfish supports three full-time businesses. Discover the James, James River Fishing School, and Virginia Fishing Adventures. And then on top of that, you've got at least 25 other fishing guides who are making a good portion of the living, some of them full-time, on, you know, focusing on blue catfish in the tidal section of the James.
Scientists and fisheries managers are concerned that the largest of the blue catfish are eating the native species they are trying to protect, such as shad and river herring. At 50 and 60 pounds, blue catfish are at the top of the food chain. The Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission has asked scientists to gather more information on the flathead and blue catfish and is looking into a strategy to minimize the populations. The irony of the blue catfish is that when they are small, they are bottom dwellers and are mostly scavengers, eating much of what pollutes Virginia's waters. Bob Greenlee is a district fisheries biologist with the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. He says cleaning the Chesapeake Bay may be the answer to getting rid of the blue catfish.
What's driving blue catfish populations, the incredible abundance that we have, are nutrient inputs. Nutrient inputs are driving productivity, they're driving, you know, fish production, they're also what the issues are with the degraded water quality in Chesapeake Bay. While through these tidal systems like the James, it's producing all this huge, huge, huge productivity, and that's what's supporting blue catfish populations. And interestingly, it is, you know, associated relationship with blue catfish populations and the recovery or extreme high productivity of bald eagles and osprey in these same reaches.
Greenlee said scientists don't know how many catfish are out there and don't yet have a way to tell, but it's quite obvious to most people who fish in the James River. Andrew Chase is a student and avid angler who fishes from Lynchburg to Hopewell.
I just caught 20 on Friday night. I caught probably 40 on Friday night. Most of those are just small ones between 12 and maybe 24 inches.
And what do you do with those when you catch that many?
The small ones? Oh, I kill them because they're just taken over the river.
Jim Pauley drove to the Northern Neck Meeting from Franklin, West Virginia, which is at the headwaters of the James and the Potomac Rivers. He is one of three men who maintain a catfishing website called madcatters2.com and takes war veterans out to fish.
I think we got their attention that there is a huge economic value and sport fishing value to the blue catfish. I've got hopes. We'll watch and see and stay in contact.
This is Pamela D'Angelo for WCVE News.